Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 73. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 44. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our high nearing 76. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our low around 51. Warming up on Friday, staying sunny with our high nearing 80 and clear in 50 throughout Friday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A child was taken to a local hospital after a single vehicle rollover crash Monday afternoon on I-470 in South Topeka, authorities said. The crash was reported around 1:52 Monday afternoon on I-470 just east of Southwest Topeka Boulevard along the Kansas Turnpike. A 2018 Toyota passenger car was westbound on I-470 when the driver lost control of the vehicle, which ran off the road to the left, struck the concrete barrier wall, then ran off the road to the right where it struck a delineator post. The driver identified as Alexander Reed, 27, of Topeka, was reported uninjured. A passenger identified as Titus McClanahan, 4, of Topeka, was transported to Stormont Vale Hospital with suspected minor injuries. The Kansas Department of Health reports a total of 12 cases of monkeypox in Kansas, including now 4 cases in the Wichita area. Sedgwick County Health Department. The risk of monkeypox spreading in Kansas, though, does remain low. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Butler County law enforcement authorities are investigating a Kansas man on child sex crime accusations. On Monday, police arrested 25-year-old Aaron Langley Dunning of El Dorado after an investigation into a cyber tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children alleging the sexual exploitation of children. That's according to a media release from El Dorado police. Aaron was arrested on requested charges that include 43 counts of aggravated internet trading of child pornography, one count indecent solicitation of a child, and one count sexual exploitation of a child. The town of Dighton in Lane County has lost one of its restaurants to the state. The Kansas Department of Revenue says it seized the Black Dog Bar and Grill at 132 East Long Street Monday after non-payment of sales tax. The Kansas Department of Revenue says the owner owes just over $16,000. It says the business owner was not able to reach an acceptable payment agreement with the department. Therefore, the business will not be allowed to reopen. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Chase County Sheriff's Office confirmed a late afternoon crash in Chase County on Spur 15 Highway between Champion and Imperial on Tuesday. Witnesses say that a loaded semi and a bus full of school children were involved in a crash that put the school bus on its side. At least 11 children were on the bus. 5 helicopters and 1 plane landed at Chase County Hospital to transfer patients to larger hospitals. The driver of the semi was not seriously injured. The cause of the accident is still under investigation. Fremont County Sheriff's Office arrested a juvenile in connection to a high school fire last Wednesday. Deputies made the arrest Monday, and the juvenile was arrested for first-degree arson. The Sheriff's Office and Sydney Fire and Rescue went to Sydney High School on reports of a fire inside of a bathroom. Officials figured out during the investigation that the fire was set on purpose. The fire was put out, the building was evacuated, and class resumed with all the students, according to the release. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday revisited the moratorium on placement of intermodal storage containers within city limits. The matter had been discussed multiple times in the past, and the last recommendation of the Planning Commission from continuing the moratorium remains in place. Councilman Kevin Throm urged consideration on a case-by-case basis, and Parker Price made comment that appropriately placed and finished, these could be acceptable. A back and forth continued as to how to best proceed. The matter will be sent back to Planning and Zoning with a suggestion that by January, an ordinance to allow storage containers on some basis be drafted with further specifics as to placement and finish, and bring an update recommendation back to Council. Mayor Jason Barnes reported meeting with county commissioners requesting consideration of mutual support for improvements for 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads. Some of these are along the east city limits. It appeared that no immediate remedy was available, and Barnes indicated the conversations should continue. City Attorney John McNish brought forward the option of increasing city court costs earmarked toward a fund that could pay for smaller projects that were appropriate for safety and etc. No decision was made. An ordinance on revising marijuana possession penalties to be more consistent with state guidelines was presented. The ordinance changing from a misdemeanor A to a misdemeanor B was passed unanimously. McNish also outlined how buyout lots in the floodplain were restricted as to use and building. He noted this was federal law and did follow a process to take the matter to elected federal representatives to suggest change. Kansas Department of Transportation's district office received a request from Washington County authorities requesting remedial action at the U.S. 36 K-148 junction at the Pony Express truck stop intersection 3 miles south of Hanover. A recent fatality accident, as well as numerous vehicle accidents and fatalities at the location throughout the years, prompted the recent call for consideration of traffic control equipment and follow-up studies as necessary. A Washington man, Trevor Grace, was arrested September 12th following report of a disturbance at 1745 18th Road. Charges include aggravated assault, battery on, and criminal threat to a law enforcement officer, opioid, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia possession, criminal damage to property, disorderly conduct, and criminal threat. He's being held at the Washington County Jail on $50,000 bond. And Trevor Grace also faces a $500,000 bond on a Pottawatomie County warrant for aggravated assault and arson. Tuesday afternoon, Wamego police asking public support locating a missing person. 17-year-old Sarah White left her home in Wamego several days ago and has not returned. Sarah White's believed to be in the Manhattan area. If you have any information as to her whereabouts, contact Wamego police or the county sheriff's office. Deborah S. Jordan Harris, age 57, of Herkimer, passed away Saturday at her home. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m., at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church north of Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Debbie Jordan Harris. James Jim A. McCartney, age 83, of Odell, passed away Friday. Memorial service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Private family interment in the Lanham Cemetery. Registration book available Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday 5 until 7 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Jim McCartney. Bill R. Woolard, age 90, formerly of Haddam in the Washington area, passed away September 11th. A graveside service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with the ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Bill Woolard. Janice F. Pishney Schwartz, age 86, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away August 7th. A celebration of life service is planned Thursday in Lawrence between 4 and 6 p.m. at the Artera Gallery. Graveside interment service Friday at 1 at the Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. And Darius Fifely Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Janice Schwartz. Richard Rick Johnson, age 89, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Rick Johnson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin dessert. Tomorrow, pork tender, mashed potatoes, Normandy blend, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Waterville Community Connections will host the Autumn Flannel Fest Saturday, October 1st. Activities for the kids run 3 until 6 p.m. with a cornhole tournament for 4th through 6th graders. There's a business scarecrow contest, a dollar donation per vote. That starts at 3 p.m. with the winner announced at 8. Beer garden opens at 2:30, street golf registration at 2:30, they play at 3, and a pulled pork meal, cash donation, serves at 6:30. Don't forget to wear your flannel Saturday for the Autumn Flannel Fest in Waterville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures staying slightly cooler throughout the region today before warming back up on Thursday. Temperatures staying much cooler throughout the eastern portion of the state today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 80s. And conditions will stay dry and sunny with very little winds. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight, staying slightly chilly with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Temperatures warming up by Thursday, staying a bit breezy, sunshine with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 90s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30 in some areas. Staying much warmer over Thursday night, clear skies with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Southeast winds still staying a little gusty around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 20. Temperatures will stay at or above average by Friday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and upper 80s, and back down to the upper 40s and upper 50s with clear skies over Friday night. Conditions will stay dry and sunny, and temperatures will stay warmer throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 77, high on this date 97, the average low 53, and the record low 31. Sunset this evening, 7:17. Sunrise in the morning at 7:19. It's 50 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 28th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
The The National League East tightens up. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The division-leading Mets hosted the Marlins. It was a rough night for Carlos Carrasco. After already giving up two runs in the first, he faced J.J. Bleday with a man on in the third.
2-1 to Bleday is a towering fly ball deep down the right field line. Into the corner, Naquin at the wall. That is a fair ball and a home run.
The call on WINZ, the Marlins would go on to win 6-4. The hard-charging Braves tangled with the lowly Nationals in Washington, trailing New York by just a game. Ronald Acuna Jr. went deep in the fourth and again in the top of the seventh.
That's pounded to deep left field. I mean, pulverized. Way out of the ballpark. And Acuna's gone deep for the second time in the game.
The call on 680 AM, The Fan. The Braves drubbed the Nationals 8-2 and tied the Mets for first place in the NL East. Continuing with baseball, the Yankees were north of the border, tangling with the Blue Jays and looking to clinch the AL East. Gleyber Torres had a big game. In the sixth, he drove in his third run of the game on his third hit of the game.
The pitch is grounded to the open side. It's a base hit to right field. No one was playing there. Scoring is Hicks. Judge stops at second.
John Sterling with the call on WFAN. Torres' third RBI powered the Bronx Bombers to a 5-2 win, clinching the AL East. No home run for Aaron Judge, who walked four times. The Cardinals were also looking to clinch the National League Central. Top four at Milwaukee. Andrew Kisner at the plate with a man on, and the Cards already leading 2-0.
Swing and a line drive to center field. Mitchell on the move. He jumps up and he can't get it, and it's a home run.
The call on KMOX. Cardinals clinched the National League Central with a 6-2 victory. The Phillies, holding the second National League wild card, were in Chicago against the spoiler-minded Cubs. The Cubbies edged the Phils 2-1. With the Brewers' loss, Philly maintains its 1.5-game lead on Milwaukee for the second wild card. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday football action, Marysville at Rock Creek, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort kicks off at Lynn, live on FM 95.5. 6 o'clock, KPreps pregame, 6:30, Coach's Corner Roundup. 7 o'clock kickoffs on air, online, and on our mobile apps.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new federal grant program announced yesterday seeks to increase American-made fertilizer production. Ag Secretary Vilsack announced $500 million in grants intended to spur competition in the fertilizer sector and combat price hikes on U.S. farmers. The Fertilizer Production Expansion Program, part of the government-wide effort to promote competition in ag markets, the Commodity Credit Corporation grants will support independent, innovative, and sustainable American fertilizer production to supply American farmers. Funds will also expand the manufacturing and processing of fertilizer and nutrient alternatives in the U.S. and its territories. USDA plans for a 45-day application window for applicants to receive priority for projects that increase the availability of fertilizer and nutrient alternatives for farmers to use in crop years 2023 and 2024. USDA will also offer extended application window for financial assistance to significantly increase American-made fertilizer production to spur competition and combat price hikes. USDA's Economic Research Service reported the ongoing western drought and the most extreme drought in the region since 2000. As of September 19th, the U.S. Drought Monitor classified more than 18% of land in the West as experiencing extreme or exceptional drought. In July of this year, more than 32% of land was in those categories. Drought conditions in the western states gradually subsided in the latter months of last year, but began intensifying again the first half of 2022. The U.S. Drought Monitor categorizes drought in a region according to soil moisture, stream flow, and precipitation levels. Regional designations are primarily based on historical weather patterns. For agriculture, drought can mean diminished crop and livestock outputs, as well as reduced farm profitability. Drought also reduces the quantity of snowpack and streamfall available for diversion to irrigated ag land. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Travel more with up to $110 total savings from Michelin and Mike's OK Tire. Now through October 4th, get up to $110 total savings via Visa reward card or Visa virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new Select, Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Submit online at TireAwardCenter.com. See offer terms and conditions. Mike's OK Tire offers $110 total savings on four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires when you travel more now through October 4.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, this is Wednesday, September the 27th, so here's how the markets ended up yesterday on Tuesday. Corn for December ended at 667 and a half. That's up 1 1/4. March corn ended the day at 672 and 3/4, up 2. When we take a look at December wheat, up 13 and a half at 871 and a half. Wheat for March at ended the day at 884 and a quarter. That's up 13. Kansas City wheat for December ended the day at 943 and a quarter. That's up 13 and 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March ended the day at 940. That's up 14 and a half. Minneapolis wheat ended the day at 943 and a quarter. That's up 12. Minneapolis wheat also ended up at 948 for spring. 948. That's up 10 and a quarter. December oats ended the day at 370. That's down 8 1/2. March oats ended the day at 374 and a quarter. That's down 9 1/4. When we take a look at soybeans for yesterday, here's what we're looking at. November soybeans ended the day on Tuesday at 1408. That's down 3 1/4. Soybeans for January ended the day at 1414. That's down 2 1/4. Cotton for October ended the day on Tuesday at $90.04. That's down 28 cents. Cotton for December ended the day at 88.09. That's down 28 cents. Live cattle for October ended the day yesterday at 143.57 and a half. That's down 10 cents. Live cattle for December ended Tuesday at 146.90, down 45 cents. Feeder cattle for September ended the day down $1.17 and a half at 175.70. Feeder cattle for October ended the day down almost a dollar at 95 cents. That's 176, 12 and a half cents. That's a look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for each site that you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more great tips to keep yourself protected at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
Northern Oklahoma's new wheat-winning variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors OSU's First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield and test weight potential and is preferred by Millard. Now one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, it provides good protection against stripe rust, leaf rust, and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another OSU's grazing grain and golden grain varieties and has been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OK Genetics to learn more.
Say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
For shape, texture, and color deep into the fall, there's nothing like ornamental grasses for your perennial garden. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Do you have photos on your phone or camera that you'd love to display, or pictures from vacations that would make beautiful artwork or gifts, but no time to print and frame them? With CanvasPrints.com, you can quickly and easily turn your photos into beautiful prints, perfect for every room of your home or office, and everyone on your gift list. At CanvasPrints.com, you get artist-quality custom canvas prints and gifts at an exceptional value, along with outstanding customer service, quick shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. And it's easy to create your perfect print. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Go to canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, metal prints, wall displays, blankets, pillows, mugs, and much more. That's canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 28th, the 271st day of the year. R&B vocalist Ben E. King was born on this day in 1938. It's about this time of year when the dramatic effect of ornamental grasses in your perennial garden can really be seen. As other plants wither, grasses provide shape, texture, and color. Not sure which grass will work in your area? Big Blue Stem is a good bet. It's native to virtually all of the tall grass prairies in the U.S., and it's winter hardy to USDA Zone 3. Plus, there are some new Blue Stem cultivars that are visually stunning. Rain Dance grows to 6 feet tall and turns dark maroon in the fall with red flowers and stems. And the aptly named Red October turns a vivid scarlet for a dramatic effect. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 50 this morning in Marysville. A few degrees cooler, seasonal highs middle 70s on tap today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Kansas State Wildcat quarterback Adrian Martinez has been named the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback of the Week after an impressive performance leading the K-State Wildcats to a 41-34 victory at number 6 Oklahoma. K-State noted that Martinez was also named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week and a Manning Award Star of the Week on Monday, the latter of which fans vote for the Quarterback of the Week on Facebook. The Wildcats will return home to Bill Snyder Family Stadium this Saturday to take on Texas Tech at 11 a.m. The game will be aired on ESPN+. Following the release of Matt Amendola, the Kansas City Chiefs have added a new kicker to their practice squad. They signed former Jacksonville Jaguars kicker Matthew Wright on Tuesday. That's according to ESPN's Field Yates. Wright last kicked for the Jaguars in 2021, where in 14 games, he was 21 of 24 on field goal attempts. He also made 13 of 15 extra points. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
KNDY.
Sun tea in the window, pocket watch, a tail in time. Seems like only yesterday I'd get a blank cassette, record the country countdown, cause I couldn't buy it yet. If we drove all the way to Dallas just to buy an Easter dress, we'd take along a Rand McNally, stand in line to pay for gas. God knows that shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a queen, three on a tree. Hey, whatever happened to waiting your turn, doing it all by hand, cause whenever shame.